Okay, move the codes. We have to understand two very, very important things that are found in this week's parsha, and they take eon to understand them. So let's work on them one by one. Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Tes Zion. Pasuk says, Leich v'asafta ezikne Yisrael. Go and gather the elders of Yisrael. V'amarta aleim and tell them, Hashem alekei avisechem nirei lai. Hashem, Father, the God of your fathers appeared to me. Alekei Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov lema to say, Pokod pokadati eschem. V'esa osi lechem. Milochem. So pokod b'mitzrayim. So therefore, these words, pokod pokadati, are the key words to know that it's time to go out. Pokod pokadati. Now, let's look, if you turn to the second, third page, we find at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Vayomer Yosef el Ochiv, Anochi Meis, I'm going to die, Velakim, and Hashem, Pokoid, Yifkoid, Eschem. He's going to redeem you. Ve'el Eschem, he's going to take you in Oretz Hazois from this land, El Oretz Hashanishba, Lavrom, Lizchok, Liyakov. He's going to take you to the land that Hashem promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then again, the next pasuk he says, and he says it again, Vayashba and Hashem and Yosef swore, as B'nai Yisraelema, Pokod, Yifkod, Elikim, Eschem, Hashem is going to take you out, Ve'alisim, Esatz, Moisim, Isaiah, when you get out, take my bones with me. So this is the promise, Pokod, Yifkod. And therefore, Chazal, we have to see that over and over, Chazal tell us that the Geula is going to be told by these words, Pokod Yifkod. So now, when Moshe Rabbeinu walks in and he says, Pokod Pokadati, says those key words, now they know he's the leader. He's going to be the one. Rashi, look at Rashi here, says, Ezikne Yisrael, Pasik Tem, Yuchodim Li Yeshiva. Right? But now go to the next Rashi, Yud Ches. Vishomu Lekelecho, they'll listen to you. Me'aleim, on their own, they're going to listen. Why? Mikivan Sha'om Aleim Loshin Zeh. Once you said these words, once you said these key words of Pokod Yifkod, so what happens? Yishmu. They're going to listen. Lekolecho. Shekva simin zeh mosu miyodom miyakov umiyosef. Shebaloshin hazeh, in this language, hein nigolim. Yaakov omalem velakim pokod yifkod eschem. Yosef omalem pokod yifkod elakim eschem. So they know that this is it. Very, very difficult. Number one is, we don't see Yaakov ever saying it. We only see Yosef saying it twice at the end of last week's Pasha. We don't find Yaakov saying it at all. Then where did Rashi get this idea that Yaakov is the one who said it and then Yosef said it? We don't even find that. That's number one. Number two, is it so hard for anybody to walk in off the street and say, Pokod Yifkod? So what's the big deal? The Moshe Rabbeinu walked in there and he said, Pokod Yifkod. Anybody could have said Pokod Yifkod.
Actually, you could say it stronger, right? If Klal Yisrael was told, that the magic words of Pokod Yifkod. So how are they going to know whoever comes? Everybody knows.
That's
it.
The same. Anybody can
right,
say.
Everybody
it.
Knows yeah. it. So
anybody can. Say. So we have to do it. Now let's go to the next pasuk that we have over here. That we're going to come back to. Yud Zayin. We're going to come. We have to just see it, and then we'll discuss a little later. I'm going to take you out of the poverty of Egypt. Eretz Akanani, Vachiti, Vemori, Vaprizi, Achivi, Vayvusi, And they notice that there's only six, not seven listed, but we're not going into that. El Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. Famous thing that we say about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. And we need to understand two things. The Ovis were never told Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. Never. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were told they're getting the land, but they never were told Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. That's one. Number two is, what is this blessing called Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash? What does that mean? What is it supposed to connotate? What is that? What am I supposed to do with it? How are we going to deal with it? So we have to understand. Let's start slowly. If you turn to the fourth sheet, so there we have the Ramban. Ramban on this week's Parsha. To write the Ramban quotes Rashi. The first three lines he's quoting Rashi. That you'll know it on your own. Third line, after he says the words Lashon Rashi. Ula Yidrosh Harav, maybe Rashi means Ki Yosef Oma Po'omim Pokud Yivkod. He said it twice. Lahagid Shoisa Mesoris Biyodo Meyoviv. Maybe by saying it over twice, what he means to say is that he got it from Yaakov Avinu, and now he's telling it over. So the first one is to tell us what he got from Yaakov, and now he's going to say it over, and that's what Rashi means. Ube'eila Shemos Rabba, in the Medrash it says, Miyad v'shomu l'kolecho. They're going to listen right away. Lama shemesores gu'ule hi biyodom shekol goel. This is what we mentioned, that all the any redeemer sheyavol that will come v'yomer lahem and say pekida kafula, double language, hu goel shalemes. He's the real redeemer. Zeh l'shonam ba'godezu. This is the language in the Medrash. See, the Ramban says you should ask. How do you know you should believe him? Maybe Moshe heard it from someone else who told it over to him. So that's why he walked in and he said it. What kind of proof? Just because he walked in and said it? Kach kiblu mi Yosef. You have to say that they got from Yosef. Sheshoma mi pi anovi oviem. That he heard from his father, the Navi, Sharish and Shiyavu, Vyavu, and Barash and Azeh, who ye are Golosam, that he's going to be the Redeemer. Golavi Yadua, Lefnea Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it was known in front of Hashem, Shalayavu, Adam, Vyechazi Bahem, that no one will walk in and lie. Bekachiv Tichom, and this is the promise that Yaakov gave over to Yosef, and Yosef gave it over to the children, that this is the way it's going to be, and no one's going to lie. It's a little hot. But b'mokom achem motzos yisham, somewhere else I found, Omer of Chama b'Rabbi Chanina ben Shteim Esrei Nitlash Moshe mi-Beis Aviv. Moshe Rabbeinu was 12 years old when he went out of his father's house. So that's a question exactly what it means, but fine. Lama she'ilu gadol be'beis aviv. There's a medrash. Because if he would have grown up in his father's house, ubava omer lahem amaisim, and they would walk in and then say it, lo yamaminim. They wouldn't believe him. Why? She'yomrim avim maselo. The father gave you the trick, so they wouldn't have believed him. Lefi she'yosef maselo lelevi. Yosef gave it over to Levi, especially we saw the Rambam, that Levi was the Rosh Hashiva, right? We saw that last week. Ula Levi l'Kohos, and Kohos gave it to Amram. So therefore, that's what you would have said. But l'kach, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that Moshe left his father's house when he was 12 years old, so when he walked in and he said these things, they believed him. The people believed him. What did he say? Yaakov taught the trick, the hidden secret to Yosef, also in his love. Beloshin, Yashbeah Yosef Lochiv Kulam, Vigola Lelevi, And that's how he gave it up. Now this is how the Ramban is saying. So therefore he left when he was 12 years old, and Hashem made it happen that way, so that it would be in such a manner that he couldn't have gotten it from his father's house. Okay, let's go a little further. The Maral works this Rashi, and we have to go through this Maral very slowly, because there are many very important things about this Yisod in this Maral in the Gurayye. In the Sefer Gevuras Hashem of the Maral, in Perek Chof, the Chof Zayin, he speaks about it a little bit more at length. But here he says it in the main points. So let's go slow. The Kosha, he brings the Rashi, his Rashi, and his quotes. Simen Zeh Mosa B'yodim, right? Have it on the bottom. The Kosha, Mimonav Shach, Achish Omas Simen Zeh Mosa B'yodim, you tell me that everybody knew it. V'shema Moshe Gam Yadu HaSimon. Like we asked, maybe Moshe knew it too. K'mo Shacherim Yadu HaSimon. But Tiritz Ramban, the Ramban as we just saw, told us, Ki HaSimon Moshe B'yodam, Ki HaRishon, the first one, HaShay Yomer Lehem B'zeh HaLoshem Poko B'karati, Hu HaGolem. V'lo Yichazei V'odam B'zeh, a man won't lie. Kach tirit Ramban. V'tirit zehu rochok ma'od maral. So this is very far out, this answer. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosana b'chivu lo'adam. Shem gives free will, decision-making process to a person. V'yachol chazei v'mirtze. If he wanted to, he could have lied. K'ma shama ha'kosev eicho no da'adova shadibra Hashem. So hey, what kind of thing is this? So the Ramban says it was given over, but maybe he didn't like it. Maybe he's pulling someone's leg. Omnam. Now watch, we have to go through it slowly. Nira li. Sha'asimen ashenimsa biyodom hoya shebozeaz gloshen yu nigol. In this language, they're going to be redeemed. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom lo hayo misyarei ato, wasn't afraid. Shelo yiyo maminim bo, he wasn't afraid, they wouldn't believe him. Rak shelo yishma bekolo, what does that mean? Kolomar, shelo yishomim al devarov klal. He was afraid they wouldn't listen at all. Because they're in the slavery, and their mentality is slavery, they're not listening. Come in and tell them it's time to leave. They're not listening. The Yachshvo so mechazev, and they're going to think he's lying. V'lo yitnu leiv lizbonim b'davarav, and they're not going to even think about it. V'lo yavol el ha'emes. But achshav shom alem pokot b'kadati, hu asimen amosu b'yodim. That's the sign that they should listen. Harei yiyu shomin lo, then they're going to start to listen. L'chol ha'pochas yitin leiv lizbonim b'davarav, at least to think about what he's got to say. The Yesh Simen. And we really, Afal Gav Deid Raya Gemura, even though it's no clear proof, Simenu L'chol HaPochas at Sheyitnu Leiv Al Devor. You're right. Pokod Yifkod initially is not the Sid, it's not it. But it makes it enough that they should at least listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen. Because they were given over that this is the key. And this key, at least now, they're going to begin to listen. Doesn't mean you have to believe him, but you're going to listen. The Ein Zeh Emona, that's not what they believed. Teida Lucha, and I'm going to prove it to you. Sha'ach Hashama V'shama Lukelecha, the Pasuk says after they said, we'll listen to you. Oma Meshav Eim Lo Yaminu Li. V'lo Yishma B'koli. After he said, they'll listen, and then he said, they won't believe me. Oh, what do you mean? If listening is belief, then they said it right. No, there's two different things. One, they got to even listen to what I got to say. Well, then, once they heard it, they got to believe what I'm saying. The koshali, how could Moshe say they're not going to listen when Hashem already said they're going to listen to your voice? Doesn't mean they're going to believe. But they'll think about what you had to say. I'll Afim yishmu l'shmo mimeni, even if they listen to my words, v'yizbonim b'hem, v'yitnu leiv aleihem, are lo yaminu li. Good. And therefore he says, umash yitzuch of chamaloma, that he was 12 years old, if he wouldn't have left his father's house, then nobody would have listened at all. Good. Okay. Now, so he has a kind, he brings the question that how could it be that Yosef had it, and Yosef was, and then Yaakov had it. Okay, let's go a little further. Next page. And now we have to go very slowly. Okay? The old Ledakte v'yesh ledakte kovod. Lama nigolim. Why would they be redeemed? Beloshen pokod pokadeti davka. What kind of language is this? Pokod pokadeti, and that's going to be the key for the redemption. What kind of language? They would have said redeemed. We understand it, but what's pokod pokadeti? Please watch v'yesh lama kimilas pokod. Mishamesh l'ra. The word pokod can be used for bad. For example, pokod avon, poked avon avos. So there he says, I take care of the averis of your father also. Mishamesh l'tova. It could be used for good. Pokad is Sarah. Hashem listened, took care of Sarah. Because nigalu. Hisagula zos ayde amida hakoleles ra, because they needed something that's going to include ra, shumishalim ra lo ovrei ritzona, because it's ra to the mitzriim, v'tov l'ruuyim lo, and good to the ones that were worthy. So you needed a word that is going to take care of both sides in one shot. The bad to go to the Mitzrayim, the good for the Jews, in one word. Kinei para l'Mitzrayim, Hashem paid back to the Egyptians, al kol ra'asam, for all that they did wrong. V'shilem tov l'bnei avos, Hashem salchu l'fonav. So he paid back the Yidden. But he also paid Mitzrayim. V'zos amida, he amida gdola v'aroma, and that is a very high level thing. Only the Rebbeinu Shem can do such a thing. That in one move, he's taking care of both, the bad and the good. U'b'medrash yilamdeinu, the Medrash teaches us, yesh pekido b'shamayim, sh'ne'ma yifkod Hashem al tzvo morim, Hashem takes care of it upstairs.
How is the
Maharal? One second. Let me finish it here. Okay, then we'll answer. V'yesh pekidu l'oretz. Pekidas o'oretz. V'yesh pekidu l'kuhuna. Because it says you pick Aaron. V'yesh pekidu l'pronius. Pokadati yisashol salam olik. So you see both sides. V'yesh pekidu l'sholom. V'odhar ben iskeloshen o'shamorach. It's a long medrash. This language of pekida, eino rak pekida ikalelus hakol, shebuchol shayis pekida, buchol dava shu kol el harbe madregis, anything that includes many different levels together in one shot, godol alakol. That's the big language. And that's what was going on in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet, that's why he had to use the language pokod. Shepikida mishamish lakol. We gotta explain it. It's always doubled. Pokod yifkod. As we saw at the end of Ayichi, as we see in this week's Pasha. Why is it doubled? Velikim pokod yifkod. Mibneshu lara and latov. So you have in one shot, pekida for one, pekida to the other. That's the two. Yes, sir.
How does the Maharal define the words? What does pokod mean?
Let's chosen. picked.
And that's what pakod always means, or that's what pakod always means here?
No, always. You see all in the Medrash is that way.
I don't know. When Moshe is told to count Bnei Yisrael, it's also...
That's a picking out of them to put them on the side, and that's how it goes.
Know the fear in that,
there is, that's what I mean, but that's with the word kid. Now, well, he's going to explain even more. Watch. Umotsasi perek rebeloza ki yisol nigolim bepei. Now we have to really begin. That what? Shehu me osios minaf tzvach. Now let's understand. If you look in the numerical value of the osios that we have, you have 1 through 9 in single digits. You have 1 through 9 in double digits. But in triple digits, you don't. You only have 1 through 4. Now, why should we have only 1 through 4 in triple digits? If the way the numerical value is supposed to work is 1 through 9, then it should be single digit, double digit, and if you have triple, it should be 1 through 9 and triple also. Right? Comes along the Chazal, and the Chazal teach us that these end letters are the filling of the triple digits. Minaf tzvach are the end letters, and therefore Mem is 5, triple, Nun, 6, tzaddik, pay, and that's how it goes, and it goes right to the 9. So you have, it is triple digits, you also have 1 through 9. Right?
But
so you have.
Triple digits?
What?
When they got the end of the word?
100, 200, 300. Okay. So therefore, these minaf tzvach fill it in. That's it. They find it in many, many different Kabbalah. They speak about this all the time, that it's filled up. Yeah.
So they have to be at the end of the word to have 100 times?
Now we have a problem here. And we're going to see this problem. He's going to discuss the problem that you're mentioning, if I think that's what you mean. Because the word pay, the pokad, is not at the middle, it's at the end, it's in the beginning. And if, which one are we using? Which one are we counting? What are we using here? Are we using the beginning, the middle? Figure. So let's see what's going on. Right? Is that what you meant?
I just meant that.
Ki Yisrael nigolim bepei shehu meosios minaf tzvach. Why? Shehu kafulim. Because these are the letters that are doubled, as we just studied. These 5 letters come at the end. You could have 1 at the beginning, 1 at the end. They could be doubled in one word. But v'chulam mishamshim geula acheres. Now watch carefully. Every one of the menaf tzfach are used for geula. They're used for redemption. They're unique letters, and they're used for redemption. Ba'os pei minaf tzfach nigalu mimitzrayim. That's why, if you look at 91 at the bottom, he says, that kfeilis is pokod yifkod. Like we had a pokod pokadati, whichever one you want. U'bishar osios mitzah minaf tzfach l'gu'ulas acheros. They are, so... Now, if you look at the bottom, he brings some of the left of the Medrash, 92. He says, Ba'os chaf nigalu Avram lech lecha. Right? 92 at the bottom, you see? U ba'os mem nigal Yitzchak mi plishtim. Lecha me'amenu lech mimenu ki otzamnu mimenu me'od. Yeah, that's in Mems. Ba'os nun nigal Yaakov me'esav atzileini no. Ba'os pei nigal Yisrael mimitzrayim. Ba'os tzadi tia gu'ula asida ish tzemach shmo u'mitzachtov yitzma. And that's the measure. So that each one represents gu'ula. Okay, now let's continue. U'lefichok Hischel Moshe Leimor Pokad Pokadet Lohoros Ala Pei, because they all, the pay is the language of Geula. So Moshe had to start not only with the words of Geula, but he had to use the letters of Geula. V'nira lefarish. Now he's going to try and explain. Kichof beis olsios alpha beisa, in the olive beis, b'hem bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used them to create the world. Kashoma b'sefer yitzira. V'timtza ki olsios chof beis. V'yesh od min aftzvach. Shem yosi gedolim yikol chof beis olsios. They're bigger in numbers, they're bigger than them. Ulefichach sidu chomesh olsios. There are five of these, ba'alpha beisa. He writes, b'sofa al-beis, you put them at the end, ve'im pshuta, the chomesh meos, the mem is vav meos, the nun is zayim meos, and this is what we just spoke about, pei is ches meos, hatzadi pshuta tes meos,
right?
Right. So these menav tzvach are on top of all the letters and all the things that we add. V'atam, mipnei shekulam nikroim pshutim. They're all called pshutim. In the Gemara in Shabbos, which you're going to come across with later on, he goes through all the letters and he calls them pshutim. Hamem istuma. The mem is closed. The end mem is all closed in. Shaposhut vasosum huyosim adrega. That which is long and that which is closed in is a higher madrega. It's a much higher madrega. And if you have a chance, you look at 100, there he explains why it's a higher. V'zeatam shaloshim shu eila so osios, and that's why they only use these letters, rak b'sofa teva, only at the end of a word, she'ein os achrov, because nothing can come after it. It's such a high letter, you can't put anything after it. So it always comes at the end. Vavur madregis velyonos apshutim, because they are on such a high level. Shelo yavo shum dover achrov, nothing can come afterwards. Ukemo shebara od olam b'chaf beis osios, just like he created the world with the 22 osios. Kach bara upa'al agula. The world is created with the 22 letters. But Geula is created with those other letters, Osios Menach Tzvach. Why? Ki Geula Yose Elyon B'mayla Me'inyan Olam Hazeh. Look at that line. Because Geula is on a higher level than a regular living in this world. And therefore he uses the higher level letters for the sake of Geula. V'lokach ha-Geula seim ba'osios menach tzvach shem acha alfabeta, that comes after the regular ones, shebarem world. What? The afal gav shekan. Well, you will ask me what we was just asked, that what? Ein tepshuta? You're using pokod, pokadity. They're not at the end.
Right.
It's at the beginning. And you just told me that Geula comes with the end letters. Kofal hapeyin, he's doubled pokod, pokadity, mora al kefel peyin. Why is it doubled? To show you it's double pay. Kefula upshuta. It's not the same letter twice. It's one, the regular pay, and the other one represents the end pay. Rak she'ein ha'pei ha'pshuta mishamesh b'tchilas ha'mila kim b'sof. Normally you put that pay at the end. Lokach po'al ha'pei in mora pshuta u'kfula. The double shows that I want to use it twice. How do you use pay twice? One, the regular pay, and one, the end pay. Zehu tam medrash hazeh. Good. That's the beginning. We got so far. Good. Yeah. Good. Vishomati pirusho. He says, I heard a pshat. Ki v'milas pokod romuz kol hatsoris B'ne'alam shel tevis poka. Now it goes into the next. All the tzaras that happened are all hidden in this word, pokod. Pokod represents redemption. But in the word are all the tzaras that we had to go through. Kinelam ha-pei hu aleph. Take the word pei. So the pei we say out, but write it out, but there's an aleph that's hidden. Vinelam akuf, right? In the word kuf, what's missing? Pei. Pei is missing. You don't hear it. It's hidden. Right? I mean, you hear it, but it's not written.
Pei what?
Right? Okay. Vinelam adalid. What's dalid? What's missing? Dal. Right? So that's the, all right, the pei vav is missing there, and here is missing the dalit, right? The lalit, lamet. The zeh, now watch. Ki ta the ta the tof lamet, hayu yimei geirus. That's how many years of the geirus. Why? Because we know that what does the pasuk say when it came to the redemption? That it says, umosha b'nei Yisrael, how many? 430 years. That's what's missing there. Pei vav, what's that? Uzman ha-shibud. That's right. Shumi shenolad Miriam. From the time Miriam was born, right? Therefore, when what we say, right, when she was born then, is pei vav. Now, what is the v'chein medrashi ashirim rabba? Kine hister ovas yisotav ova ageshem olach elu dalid me yeshona shnema yado ateida kige yizaracha yisativ elu sheish ushmonim shona shayizman hashibud. The time of the real difficult slavery was that amount of time, and that was from the time when Miriam was born. Benikra Miriam, why is she called Miriam? Al Shem Vayimoraru. V'alav Shona Yishona B'sof. Shenema Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim Vayanchu B'nei Yisrael. Right? Sheshochad B'neiim. Beremez HaKosuv Lipkod Es Mitzrayim. Yinigla V'nira Leinayim V'yinifkodim Al Kolchet Rechet B'prat Mashosu. Lochein Pekido Ba'alma Hu begolui. Normally the word pekida tells me there's going to be something that you're going to see it. But in the word pekida is much the things hidden. It's not so obvious. It's hidden. So that which they did to us is hidden in the word pokod. And that which we know, that's the pekida, that's what we see. So in this word pokod, there's many, many things in it. And that's why the Torah says to us that the word of redemption is pokod pokadity. And therefore, it's not that they knew for sure that Moshe is going to be believed, but they're going to listen. And once they understood the remez in the pokod pokadity that Moshe would have to tell them about, then they would know that Moshe is believed.
There's no nelam for the vav, or the nelam from the vav doesn't.
If you look at the Bible, and if you look in Chof Zayin in Gvuras Hashem, he's more ma'arich on this whole thing. Now, the second thing that we said we have to talk about is zavas chol of devash, and that's very, very deep inyan, and we have to start going through it slowly. Let's try and get it in tonight. The first thing is that the Ramban points out that the others never heard this thing, Govas, Kolo, V'Kadash. V'lo Yiksha, second is in the Ramban in Devarim. V'lo Yiksha Be'necho B'kan, don't ask, Ki lo Niska B'Shvuas Ha'Ovis, that in the promise to the Ovis, it doesn't say anything about Eretz Zovas, Kolo, V'Kadash. Ki Me'ache Sha'oretz Ha'hi Bo'es Ha'hi Eretz Zovas, Kolo, V'Kadash. Since at that time there was something like it. Hine nishba lohem be'eretz zavas cholov v'devash olav eisenu yoytzim Mitzrayim. Shneem alohem el eretz zavas cholov v'devash kinim vayor olonu Mitzrayim olav eisenu. So there was a time and there wasn't, and he's promising us. It's not the Ramban, it's not, we don't have this Ramban 100% what he wants. So let's begin to see what's going on. And we're going to see, I will see a piece from Rav Huttner, and then we'll have to go in to see it a little bit deeper, if we can say that, but let's understand. There is a Ramban that Rav Huttner speaks about, as we'll see, and this is a very, very interesting Ramban. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about the Kalim in the Mishkan. And he says there, Zer Zohov Saviv. Around it, on the Shulchan, was a crown. So Rashi says, Simin Lekesem Malchus. It's a sign of Malchus. Sha'ashulchan Sham Osher Ugedulahu. Because that's rich and greatness. Kama Sha'amru Shulchan Malach. V'chein Adava. Sheze Soda Shulchan. That's the foundation. Now let's go through it slowly. Ki birchas Hashem, all of the brachis of Hashem, me'eis ha'yos ha'olam lo nivra yesh me'ayin. From the time of beginning of creation, Hashem doesn't start with something from nothing. Abel olam kimin ha'ga noeg. The world goes. Dichsiv, Vayar Likimis Kola Sha'osa Vinei Tov Mod. Everything was good. Abul Kashayya Shom Shoresh Dover. When there is something there, a foundation, a something, Tochol Olav Bracha. Then Bracha could come. Vitosibo, and Hashem will continually add on. It's not going to stop. Ka'amar Elisha, I was told to Elisha, what did he say? Hagiduli ma yesh l'cha babayis. What did he said, what do you have in the house? What did he mean, what do you have? Bring the buckets. Why? And it filled up all the kalim. Ubeliyahu kaadam kemach lo kolsa v'shafachas Hashem and lechosa. Once it flows, it flows and flows and it doesn't stop. V'chein ha'shulchan b'lechem aponim. Watch the words. Bo tochu bracha. The bracha starts. U'mimenu yovo asova l'chol Yisrael. From the shulchan, bracha, 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 and it just continually goes, and all of Klal Yisrael gains from it. When the kohen would get a little piece from the lechem upon him, Ochal, he would eat it, and he was satiated because it's so filled with bracha. It's a good. Now let's begin to understand. So this is in the middle of something else that he was talking about. He speaks about this point that we need. And he quotes in, hey, this Ramban that we just saw. Vav. Vahainu shemit habriya mitzad atzma hitov ma'od. The way Hashem created the world, he says at the end of the sixth day, vayar lichim, as called asher osa vihine tov ma'od. The whole creation is tov ma'od. What does that mean? Mola bracha. That means it's all filled with blessing and ribui. Kamo shenema leo b'shaz b'yosa. V'novin devorav, and we can understand, derech mashon uroim, that we see, t'ilcha shal tzmicha. Look what happens in growth. Mitogarun cotton, from a little seed that you put into the ground, yotze shefa, there's an endless amount of fruits that come out. With the Shefa Bracha, Shel Peirus. Gidul Zeh, this growth from a little seed that really almost falls apart altogether, Bracha Shel Ispashtisu. That's a special Bracha of spreading and things grow. Teilecha Zeh Teilecha Tivihu. That's the way we call it, natural. Kiminogu Shel Adam. Gidul zeh anitum betiva shalodam bituyu. Why does this fruit grow? That you put in a little seed and it just grows and grows and grows and gives and gives and gives. That's all part of tov ma'od shalabriya. Tov Mod Pirish, his Pashtus, spreading of Tov. Zui Bracha. That's what we say. When you go to for a Bracha, when you say Baruch, what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, please give me a Bracha. What does it mean, give me Bracha? More, Ribui, more. But you have to have something for the Bracha to fall on, as we just saw this Ramban. Omnom Tiva Teva Rishoni Zenifkam Ayidei Maisa Bigvoisav Nigza Kotz Bedada Tatzmikloch. When Adam Arishon sinned, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kotz Bedarda Tatzmikloch. We're going to see this even deeper. But what does that mean? Kotz Bedarda. That means it's not coming up the way it was. You had it coming up with pure bracha, there was nothing to it. Now I'm telling you what's going to happen. Kotz Vidarda. You're going to have to work the land. It wasn't like before that it came up natural. It's not going to be without any more a peel. Natural, you come up the orange ready to eat. No! It's going to have a peel on it. It's not going to be easy for it to weigh. And you're going to have to work hard. Before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, it came up by itself. You didn't have to do anything. Now you're going to work. Now there's going to be a peel. Now there's going to be Kotz V'Dardar. What happened to the Bracha? What happened to the Kitoiv? That's the curse of Adam HaRishon. Ulefi Ramban, Yolamadnu Yisod Chodosh. Shepu'ulas Elisha. What happened with Elisha? Rak inyan shel mofei shel shinoi telu vavad. That's not just enough. That wasn't just some change. Elo shekan o yekochel shel Elisha. What Elisha was able to do, tzirik sushtelen, is la'achzir, to put it back, tov ma'od ha'mekori shel abriya. The Elisha had the koach to put it back to the Tov Ma'od before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, like it was initially. Umemelu nimshach shefach l'toch ha'sosuch. So then all of that, of course this is going to keep coming and coming, because that was the original bracha. B'chtei she'tochu la'bracha. He was able to remove Kotz V'Dardar. Kedei Lagia L'Tov Mo'od HaMakori. To get back to this Tov Mo'od that's supposed to be from the very beginning. Misham Nimshach Sheferav. V'Tov Mo'od Ne'amal Abri Alakim. Keeping it that way. Imkein Tzrichin Cheftze Shabriya. You need something. Shidiyah Mitziyah Shel Yesh. It's got to have something for the bracha to take effect. Now, let's go down to Yud. Ulefi Zeh Oleinu Lohovin. We have to understand. Shemayles Eretz Yisrael Shel Zovas Cholav Udvosh. It's not just that it flows with milk and honey, which we're going to define yet. The first thing that we have to know is that it flows. And flowing means there's no limitation. And it's not like it's after the Chet of Adam, but like it was before. And now let's go to the Ramban. What happened by the Shulchan? The Shulchan is a simen of Malchus, Osher, Gedula, greatness in Yisrael. Shulchan ze yotza ashiris, richness came out, l'chol Yisrael. Why? Because with the Shulchan, what happened? Rak tesula kaminia, you remove that which was called Kotz V'Dardar, as a rak al metziusa shel shorish dova. If you have a foundation, levad kvar tochu bracha. Now the bracha could start. Kasha yia shem shorish dova tochu v'lova bracha v'toisa. But like the Ramban said, if you have a foundation, the bracha can start, and it just keeps adding on to it. Zer Zohav, what's that crown? Simen Ashiris.
And what's the ashiris? That once you can remove the limitations, kotz v'dardar, etc., what will happen? Tremendous bracha. B'simen zeh mishar ben shorish dover lispashtus v'ashiris b'yisrael. Zer zov, that's a special. And therefore, mash nema al eretz yisrael zovas cholov udvash. Kavonei shekedusha sets yisrael tashpia shal cholov udvash bo, that on the cholov and dvash will come ribui. And what's ribui? Bracha. And what's bracha? Like it was before chet of Adam Arishon. That's the kedusha. And therefore, okay. And that's what he says here in Yud Gimel again. That's the Zavas Chovel of the Rosh. Now let's try, in the remaining time, let's understand it deeper. What does he mean? What's he referring to? Let's go back and let's see in Pasuk in Zos HaBracha, the next thing, the Pasuk, in Zos HaBracha, Pasuk says, Uli Yosef Omar, Mivoreches Hashem Arzo. Yosef got the bracha that Moshe gave him that his land is blessed. Mimeged Shemayim Mital, Mitom Rovetzes Tochas, and he had bracha after bracha after bracha. Right? Now look at Rashi says, Mivoreches Hashem Arzo. There was no other Shevet that had all the good like the land of Yosef. But we don't know clearly why. Why Yosef? Why is it that Yosef should have this bracha? Look at this Medrash. The Medrash is brought in Rabbeinu Bechai. An unbelievable Medrash. I don't know if you should bring it home. But look at this Medrash. You'll see what I mean. Watch the Medrash. The Medrash shows him, you see it's marked, and go down three limit lines. Uva Medrash. Mivareches Hashem Arzo. Loma Nisbarech Yosef. Bebeches Haaretz Yosef Mikol HaShvatim. Why was Yosef's land blessed more than any other? Hello, Adam Arishin. Shashama. Bekol Ishto, he listened to his wife's thing. What happened? Niskalkolo Adoma Bavuro. The curse to the ground happened because of him. Shinema Kishoma Lekol Ishtecha, you listened to your wife. Yosef, Shaloshoma Leishas Adonav. He did not listen to this woman who wanted him to live with her. Nisborcho Adoma Bavuro. So Yosef is being the one to fix and overcome the curse of the land of Adam Arishon. Yosef is the one that overcomes it. And when Yosef overcomes it, he's back as it was prior to the curse of Adam Arishon. Now let's go a little further. Go to the next thing. Now let's go to look at this pasuk in Mishlei. Mishlei says, "Birchas Hashem." Sorry, it was cut off a little. Hitashir, the bracha of Hashem. And the pasuk Chav Beis. I'm sorry. Birchas Hashem Hitashir, the bracha of Hashem will give you Osher. V'lo Yosef Etzev. Oh no. You won't have. Now look at the Ebenezer. It's a very interesting Ebenezer. Ebenezer says, on Pasik, on Velo Yosef, the first one, Hashem Etzpon Litzadik, Etzev Imabrocha. The Hefek said, what's the opposite? Ebe Etzpon Tochleno. Oh. What's the Etzpon Tochleno? That's the curse of Adam Rishon. Vahabrocha lohosif tov. That what's going to be, that tzaddik will overcome that of Adam Rishon. And he's going to be able to be back to the way it was before. Now let's go a little weiter. We have to understand it, we have to still work on it. Pasuk it says, when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam, what did he say?
loisocha mimena arura o adoma ba'aburecha. The land is going to be cursed because of you. Be'itzavon tochlena kol yemei chayecha. You're going to have be'itzavon. Coats v'dardar tatzmechloch. It's going to grow forth with thick with thorns and thickles. It's going to come up. So number one is it's not going to be easy. Number two is it's not coming up simple. Number two, three, your test. Bezeyas apecho toichal lechem. You're going to work and you're going to have to make it by the sweat of your brow. Ad shuvcha el adoma, till you go back down into the ground. Ki mimena lukocha ki aforato velofatoshu. This is the curse. So in other words, what was before the curse was? Things came up natural.
And you could eat it right away.
Eat it right away. And you didn't have to work. Let's think about what comes up, what comes naturally in its perfect state and satiates you without any problems. What are they? Cholov and devash. Cholov and devash are things that don't have the curse. They come out ready to be used. Devash, ready to be used. And you don't have to work, and there's no kotz v'dardar. It's none of that. So what's this bracha of Eretz Zovas Cholov Devash? That this is the land that's going to put you back as you were prior to the Chet of Adam Arishon. That in Eretz Yisrael, you can have so much bracha that you'll be able to overcome the curse of Adam Arishon. That's Eretz Yisrael. And Yosef is where the makor of the bracha comes because of what he did, and that's why his land is blessed, and from that land it spreads all over the land. And that's what Rashi said over there. Ki mimena, from it, it spreads to all the lands. From Yosef's bracha. And what's the bracha? Zavas cholav devash. There's no tircha, there's no bother, there's no nothing. That's part of the zavas cholav devash. And therefore, this bracha that we're given is that exact thing. And that's what it means. In fact, the Ramban tells us somewhere that was the fruits in Gan Eden, how it was, that you didn't have to do. As we're saying, and that's exactly what the avos chol
was. So the avos were not told this because there was no tikkun.
That's right.
They were caught that, in between.
They were caught in between. That's how many want to learn that Ramban, which we're not going into. But they weren't there, and not only that is that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and their own lived on a different daga, so they could have been touching into it without it. But now it comes in after the Chet of Adam Arishon, and that we are living in that thing. So now we're back to this thing as it was in Gan Eden before. Now you know what it means that Eretz Yisrael is on a madrig of Gan Eden. Where did we ever have such a thing? You know where we were supposed to have it in? Where we did have it? In the Midbar. Where is it? It's in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a madrega of Eretz Yisrael. And where did we have it in through the Mishkan? The Mon. What was the Mon? No work. Ready to go. No waste. Like it's already perfect. It's in its perfect state. Why did we have the Mon? Because the Mon is a dargah of Mishkan. Mishkan's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. Zavas Chol V'Devash. That's what's going on. And Gan Eden is that. And that's what happened in the Midbar. In the middle of the Midbar you had it. And that's exactly what we're having here. And therefore when we have through Eretz Yisrael, when we have it in the right state, you can reach to the back as it was before Adam Rishon. And that's what it means, that Birchas Hashem, that's the Birchas Hashem. And that's Yosef, and that's the Birchas thing. And that's the Zavas Chalav.
But the devash they were talking about here is not the devash you get from the honey, it's the devash you have to make from from dates, no?
No.
It's not.
Number one is there, but anyhow, you make it?
You make it.
So you make it, or it oozes. Zobas! Zobas! It oozes. That's Zobas, Cholav Yavash. Tremendous what he's saying there.
No, because Yosef didn't listen to the woman.
I knew it's coming.
You're in trouble.
I know. That's what I said. Don't bring it on.
That's going to be the soundbite of the whole hour and a half.
That's it.
Mom, don't listen to your wife.
Don't listen to your wife.
It wasn't his wife, right?
Someone else's wife.
A tremendous insight.
Maybe the answer there is to say you don't get tempted. You didn't get tempted.
The land of Yosef is Ephraim and Manasseh. The land of Yosef, that's Ephraim and Manasseh.
Yeah, no, so Rav Hutton always would say from Rebitzel Lajan, the Pasuk says that in Lasset Lavoi, Levi is going to be in. So if Levi's in, and it's got to be, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, it's got to be Yud Bei Shvatim.
Right.
So if Levi's in, then Yosef is singular. So where do you see that in Chumash?
Yeah.
Pasuk says in last week, the Ato Shnei Vonecho Anoldim Bacham Be'eretz Mitzayim Ephraim and Manasseh Keruvim V'Shimon Li. What's V'Ato? Not with an aleph, it's with an ayin. Ato means now. So Rabbi Yitzchak Lepalajim would say, now it's Kohib, you got double. But Los Lavoi, it's not going to be that way. And then it's going to be just, so but today, in today's, we'll sort of say in today's world, you're right, Ephraim and Manasseh is Yosef. That's Yosef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Shechem in one of those two?
Well, Shechem is a different guy. We have to understand what Shechem is.
That's not considered.